Mark, the fourth quarter of the year is crucial for many industries, and the technology sector is no exception. How do you feel? Are you optimistic for the end of the year?
Well, I am on certain scales, but in general, not that big a deal. I think we're going to have a kind of a down year in terms of tech sales, with a few pop-up exceptions.
Okay, well, what looks right going to the end of the year here? What looks strong for the technology sector?
Well, you know, every year there's something which does really well. In the past, we've had TV screens, we've had smartphones. This year, it's going to be pads, I think. So we've got a new pad out of Apple, a very low-key release. There are Mini 2, and the new Air has gotten good reception. I think that they'll sell a lot of pads. But on the downside, I think the smartphone market's going to be disappointed. I think people are being very careful with their money right now. And consumers particularly, consumer spending is going to be down in terms of their growth rates year to year. And it looks to me as though people who have to sign up for a new contract or a new upgrade fee are going to take a pass.
Now, you see a trend with the contract situation for phones.
I do. You know, since the whole business was launched by Craig McCaw years ago, the idea was that the phone cost, in the United States at least, was going to be offset by a two-year contract. And over time, that's gotten played with a lot. We saw T-Mobile really break free of that this last year and separate contracts altogether from the phone purchase. But now I think that's happening now for almost every carrier. You see an increasing amount of pressure, business pressure from the customer side, forcing them into smaller and smaller contracts, more and more rapid upgrade cycles, better deals on upgrades. And in fact, the FCC indicated to them, I think, that in general, carriers are going to have to take a much more careful view about unlocking so that you no longer will be forced to only use that phone you got with the carrier from whom you purchased it.
So pads and tablets look fairly strong for the fourth quarter. Smartphones, not quite so great. How about the PC?
PC. What does that stand for, Dave? Oh, yeah, personal computer. You know, small to medium, they're under so much pressure just generally right now that I don't see a lot happening. The big energy for PCs is in the enterprise side, not in the consumer side. And so there will be some, you know, governments and businesses buying at year end. That's always happy for them. But the whole push that would normally have come from Windows 8, that's not there. No one's using Windows 8, really. We'll get some phone calls on that, I'm sure. And, in general, there just isn't the pressure to do the refresh cycle that there would have been in normal times. These are not normal times.
Do you see any company that's going to be a big winner?
Amazon. Probably be their biggest, not just biggest quarter ever, but maybe by more than ever before. We've seen Jeff investing intensively during the last few quarters. He actually took a loss, which was a kind of surprise after a lot of gains. And obviously getting ready for Q4, I think. Even though he's a long-term planner, I suspect that he's been looking at this quarter with a lot of excitement. So my guess will be we'll see really big numbers out of Amazon.
Thanks, Mark. Mark Anderson publishes Strategic News Service, a newsletter for the computing and telecommunications industries at stratnews.com. He spoke with me through the internet from his office in the San Juan Islands. You can download our monthly conversations on the digital future at kplu.org. I'm Dave Meyer.